The Attorney General talks about the now former special counsel in the Russia investigation, Robert Mueller. And we get the story from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
He could have reached a decision as to whether it was criminal activity, but he had his reasons for not doing it, which he explained. And I'm not going to, you know, argue about those reasons.
Attorney General William Barr sitting down with CBS News and says the former special counsel, Robert Mueller, could have and should have reached a decision on obstruction in the two-year Russia investigation.
But when he didn't make a decision, the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, and I felt it was necessary for us as the heads of the department to reach that decision.
Louisiana's Democratic governor has signed a strict abortion ban into law prohibiting abortions once a fetal heartbeat's detected. Police reportedly at the scene of a shooting at Baylor University Medical Center in Dallas. No further details available. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug.
Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I wouldn't
say. So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Taking a look now at your money. On Wall Street, the Dow gaining 43 points to close at 25,169. The NASDAQ up 20 points. The S&P 500 up almost 6 points. Staying now with news about the U.S. economy. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the latest snapshot of economic growth put out by the government. Here's his report from Washington, D.C.
In the latest estimate, the U.S. economy grew at a solid 3.1% rate in the first 3 months of this year, but much of that gain was based on temporary factors that they say will likely fade, leaving growth much slower in the current quarter. It was up from a 2.2% increase in the fourth quarter of last year. The new GDP estimate was down slightly, though, from an initial 3.2% estimate. For the current April to June quarter, economists expect GDP growth will slow to less than 2%. And for the year, they see it rising a modest 2.3. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A judge expected to rule today on the license renewal of the only Planned Parenthood clinic in Missouri that performs abortions. Arguments concluded at a hearing yesterday, and Missouri Governor Michael Parson says the state found numerous violations of state laws and regulations during an annual inspection of that St. Louis facility in March. The clinic's license to perform abortions expires at the end of today, and if it's not renewed, Missouri will become the first state without a single abortion clinic. The FDA will hear the case for cannabis and products like cannabidiol or CBD today. That's hard to say. The use of CBD is growing like gangbusters, with countless products from oils to edibles entering the market. Today's hearings to provide input from doctors as well as producers and consumers.
It's a great big mystery, and it sure is worrying me.
Leon Redbone, who specialized in old-school vaudeville and Tin Pan Alley-style music, dead according to most reports at the age of 69, though his family has playfully claimed that he died at 127, as his age has been debated for years.
Will somebody tell me what did it mean?
And for USA Radio News, remember to find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.